I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When's the last time your mouth got ahead of you? Maybe you lost control in an argument and said something you didn't mean. Or maybe your tone of voice communicated a lot more than you meant to say out loud. We've all been there. The words we say have such incredible power. But for some reason, we have a hard time keeping it under control. James 3, 7 through 8 says, "People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison." Those are strong words. Evil? Deadly? It seems James really wants to draw our attention to the power of our words. Wisdom tradition has long suggested that to be wise, you need to do a lot more listening than speaking. Fools are associated with many words, the wise with few words. I have to be honest, I use a lot of words, and I often find myself on the wrong side of this continuum. Wisdom is one of the main themes in the Epistle of James. In the first chapter, he tells us how to ask for wisdom and encourages us that God will listen to our prayers and give us wisdom when we ask. He talks about good works as an expression of our faith, the evidence or proof of a changed life. And in the midst of this, he talks about the tongue, what we say. James highlights the destructive power of words. He says the tongue is like a fire that can easily burn out of control, or like an untamable beast, a wild animal. Imagine being at the zoo and suddenly finding yourself on the inside of the black bear enclosure. Adrenaline floods my veins when I even think about being at the mercy of a wild animal. And that's what our words are like. They have the potential to be very dangerous. James goes further to say they're like poison. Hearing a lie is like ingesting poison. You become infected with it, you spread it to others. And because words give rise to anger, and anger gives rise to violence, that poison can be deadly. Literally deadly. Have you ever been cut to the bone by what someone said? We've all experienced the destructive power of words. In this letter, James is warning Christians about that destructive power. He says, we need to be quick to listen and slow to speak. He says, if we don't bridle our tongue, our religion is absolutely worthless. This is a strong warning, and we need to heed it, especially today, when there seems to be so little regard for the impact and repercussions of our words. Reconciliation, deepening relationship, love. We use words for these things too. But a wise person listens more than they speak. When you ask God for wisdom today, it's probably going to involve getting control of that unruly power, the tongue. Be quiet instead, and let God minister to your heart, believing in His power to transform. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.